Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Feast.
Happy Feast.
I tell you, it brings tears to my eyes to be here and to experience the joy of being at God's feast. Due to circumstances, we didn't make it last night. Normally, I get the tears out of the way on opening night. I don't know about you, but when the band started playing, just was a bit overwhelming. How many of you had a hard time coming to the feast? Let me rephrase that. Did someone seem to want to stop you from coming to the feast this year? Show of hands. I'm not alone. I was talking to someone else before services, and they said they had the same problem. We have an adversary that doesn't want us to be here. We'll talk about that in just a moment. I missed the opening message last night, but I understood that part of the message was about being a student and going to classes. Is that right? Is that sort of camp? Camp? I'm getting warmer. Well, based on what I heard, I changed my whole sermonette, so hopefully I heard similar to what you heard secondhand. Talking about students. Well, I know about students. I am now in the unique class of being an empty nester. My oldest daughter is 28. We've had kids at home for 28 years. And now my youngest two are in college. Anyone else can relate to that? Some of you? So when we come to talking about students, I can relate to students and what it takes to get students into college and going to college and books and buying books and gas to get them there and all the other things that it takes to go to college to get an education. How many students do we have in the audience today? Could I see a show of hands? Wave them. Okay, quite a few students. That's great. Well, even though I have two students at college, I also have two students that are living with us going to the University of Montana in Helena. And so I know the case of students quite well. A lot of obstacles. A lot of challenges in being a student. Leads me to my question, why are we here? Why are you here? Why are you here? Because it was hard to get here. It takes effort to be here. And there's someone that doesn't want us here. I'm assuming that one of the reasons is that you want to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. You want to grow spiritually at this feast. In that sense, if you continue the teaching analogy, you're here for new classes to learn new things. I suspect another reason, I hope, is to be re-energized, to have more zeal, to have more passion, to have it reignited in your lives. The third reason might be to become more focused or to be refocused on God's plan. Because the feast is part of God's plan. And as we come and we hear the feast messages rehearsed, we're refreshed about why we're here. We're refreshed about what God's plan is for us. And that should excite us. That should re-energize us and get us focused on our purpose. It's interesting. I went to a Starbucks yesterday. Anyone else ever go to Starbucks? Now, I normally don't go to Starbucks. Right underneath my office is a local mom-and-pop coffee shop. And so I only go to Starbucks when I'm on the road. But they asked me what my plans were. I'm just curious, how many of you that have been to a Starbucks in the last, I don't know, month, day, Did any of them ask you what your plans are for the day? Can I see a show of hands? Okay, good. Because I was telling my wife, she asked me what my plans are for the day. And she said, oh, when I was the one in Helena, she asked us what our plans were that day. I thought it was interesting. Even at Starbucks, they were talking about plans. And we're here focusing on God's plan. And brethren, I think that we're all students. I know I snuck that question in earlier about how many of you are students, but aren't we all disciples of Jesus Christ? Aren't we all here to learn? I think we are. So today I have two things I'd like to give you, to ask you to do, to get the most out of this feast in Bend 2007. Two things to help you to grow spiritually, to be re-energized, to be refocused. They're very simple. The first is to determine to learn something new or something from every single message. Is that hard? I want you to make a determined effort that you will learn something. These messages probably are the most well-prepared, thought-out messages that a minister gives each year. They talk about them amongst themselves to make sure they don't overlap too much. And they put a lot of thought and prayer and fasting into these messages. And I know that many of you like me have been around for many years. This is my 44th feast. And I've heard a lot of things before. But you know what? There's a lot that we can each learn. And it's a mental attitude, brethren. You have to decide that you're going to learn something. And don't say, oh, I've heard that before. Oh, I've been to that scripture before. You need to decide that you're going to take something away, that you're going to be aggressive, and you're going to get something out of these classes. That you're not going to be passive, you're going to be active. And even if the speaker might not be the most exciting to you, I want you to search for something. Let's turn to Proverbs 12, verse 27. This is a good Montana scripture. And when I get there, the Montanans will certainly appreciate this. You know, we have, for you hunters, I live in downtown Helena, Montana. One morning at 2 a.m., I woke up to a crashing sound out my window. You know what it was? It was two bucks fighting each other, and their heads and their horns were locking and clashing in my yard. We have a lot of animals in Montana. Helena has a deer problem. They are hiring sharpshooters to come in and kill 500 of them to thin them out. Anyway, if you're there, that's good because I'm not. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 27. The slothful man roasts not what he took in hunting. The slothful man, he doesn't roast what he took. But the substance of a diligent man is precious. Brethren, coming here is like hunting. You've done a lot of things. You've worked hard to be here. You've had to talk to people, get off work. Talk to your teachers, your professors, your contractors, your subcontractors, your landlord, whatever. You've had all these things you've had to do. You had to get your car ready. You had to fix it up. You had to make reservations. Don't be slothful. You're here for a reason. That's to grow in grace and knowledge. Be diligent to use this opportunity to grow, to look for new perspectives, to look for new understanding, to look for new insights on God's Word. You might jot down 2 Peter 1, verse 10, where it talks about being diligent. Not as a hunter, but it says, be diligent to make your calling and election sure. We need to make our calling and election sure. We need to grow in grace and knowledge. Point number two. Point number two. Talk about what you've learned with others. Talk about what you've learned with others. If you continue the college student scenario, there might be classes, and this is the class. And there might be the lab, which would be the activities and things that you do. But there's also study groups and focus groups where students get together and they talk about what was said, to compare notes, to make sure they got what was going on, what was said, what the point was. And so I encourage you to share what you get out of the message. I'd like to have that be a topic when you talk around the table, when you're talking in the aisles, when you're in activity. You can say, what did you learn from that message today? What was the point? What did you get from it? How are you going to put it to use? Ask others what they learned. Talk about it. Share it. You go to Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. I certainly remember this at our first United Feast in Whistler. It seemed like everybody was talking. We had a lot to talk about. And I think we still have a lot to talk about. Malachi chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "Then they that feared the Lord spake off one to another, and the Lord heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name." When you're passionate about something, brethren, it's hard to contain yourself. You want to talk about it. And we, as God's people, need to talk about these messages. We need to get the most out of them. We need to digest them, chew on them, mentally and spiritually, so we go away having learned and having grown from this feast. So if you apply these two points to every message, being determined to learn something, and then talking about it with others afterwards throughout the feast, I'm confident that you will be refocused, you'll be re-energized, and you will grow spiritually at this Feast of Tabernacles 2007 in Bend, Oregon.